family drama, which we love on Love 'Em or List 'Em, Des.
We do. And I feel like there was a lot of family drama after this last holiday, which means family drama will continue through the holiday season. Kelly, let's get right to it. Tell us what happened.
I was at Thanksgiving at my in-laws' house, whom I love. I love them. They're wonderful. But my sister-in-law, she kind of decided to lay down the law on how Christmas is going to go this year.
Oh, she did. A little bossy, huh?
A little bit, yeah. So it's her turn to host. We take turns, which is nice. But she kind of went off on this sob story about how they're not as well off as her parents and all the rest of us. So she wants us to split everything.
Okay. In what way?
Normally, we take turns hosting, and, you know, whoever's hosting takes care of buying everything. You cook all the food, and everyone will, like, bring sides, but for the most part, you take care of everything. So this year, she wants to make a list and go shopping, and then have the total amount split amongst everybody, and then we all just give her money.
Okay. I mean, I kind of get it, Des.
Yeah, I do a little bit, too. I mean, then it's fair for everyone.
Well, not exactly, because she doesn't want to go in on it. Like, she wouldn't pitch in.
Oh, so she's got the brainchild of, like, listen, everybody. We're going to spend $300 or $400, and then you all amongst yourselves pay for it, and I'll cook it up.
That's exactly it. She said that them going shopping and cooking and hosting is their contribution, which I get, but that's not how we do it. And then she's giving us clues about, like, her favorite wine and what gift we should bring her.
What?
Like, she should be getting a gift for hosting?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's very different from the traditions I've had.
Yeah.
She also was telling us, apart from giving her cash and all of that, she still wants us to bring food and alcohol that we want to drink. So I'm not exactly sure what she's going to be cooking up.
She's like, I will provide the meat and the potatoes for the meal. You guys bring everything else.
Pretty much, yeah. And then while she was telling us all of this, she mentioned that people keep getting screwed, like, in the gift department because there's no set amount. So now she's like, you have to spend a minimum of $50 and there has to be a receipt in there to prove it.
Oh, wow. Okay. I mean, that I don't know. That's just weird. I mean, a gift is a gift is a gift. Yeah, you know what I mean?
That's pretty ridiculous.
It's awkward. And, like, my mother-in-law is the queen of super cheap, like, chintzy gifts. And so I get it, but I shop early, you know, I don't wait till the last minute. So I usually get really good deals in advance. And now with the receipt, I'm going to look like the cheap one, and I'm not.
Okay, you, like, bought something that's half price, but they think it's full price. I love that.
Well, and on top of that, I mean, $50 minimum for somebody who doesn't even want to pay for the food? You're putting yourself out for a lot of money there.
She wants a good gift.
Of course she does.
Totally. And so I told my husband, this is where I draw the line. Screw it. I don't want to go to Christmas with them. And he was like, babe, calm down. Like, if we went out to eat for Christmas, we'd have to pay. If we did our own Christmas at home, we'd have to pay. So really, it's kind of the same thing. And if I can't afford to host, then I wouldn't host. So why is she hosting? Like, I don't know. Am I blowing this out of proportion?
This is what would bug me. Say maybe you guys hosted last year, so you had to pay for all of it, but then you have to still foot the bill for this one, even though it's at your house.
Yeah. And it's, you know? I mean, I get people go through money issues. Totally. I have them every single day. I get it. There are times where my family puts on a big bill, and boy, do they put on a big bill. And I'm like, good Lord. But if you're agreeing to do this, you can't just wait till it gets to your turn. And then, like, why not say it last year when it wasn't at your house? That's the only thing I bring up. Like, that right. makes more sense.
Or even, like, have us skip you, you know? Like, it's not a big deal. Nobody's going to shame you. Like,
right?
We'll just come back around.
But nope, she's laid down the law. This is what it is. Okay, so, I mean, big question. Do you love or list Christmas with your family? I mean, that really is a question.
I mean, it is. And we are getting closer and closer to Christmas every single day. So we need your help. We have Tony in Shoreview wants to share your thoughts on Love 'Em or List 'Em today. What's up?
I think that Kelly should love her. Because just the season, right? And if this was pre-pandemic and she was having all these demands and problems, then maybe, you know, kind of put your foot down. But you never know nowadays what anyone's going through.
True.
So I feel like she should show a little more compassion. And the $50 gift thing, that's just ridiculous. I mean, even if you had money, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, but that's a lot of money for a lot of people, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no way. No, go kick rocks. But I do think that she should show some compassion and show up for things for Christmas and make it a good time. I do feel like Kelly's blowing it out of proportion just a little.
Yeah, there's definitely a little bit on both sides. I mean, but what is, do you just say, hey, we're having money troubles, no gifts? Or do you say like a $10 maximum?
I would say a $10 maximum. I mean, you can find a lot of things at Five Below that are good for $5. I would say $10 max. I have girl groups. We're doing that right now. Hey, $10 max or you home make the gift. And that's what we're bringing.
Okay, Tony, you can spend up to $10 with me. I'll take that.
In our girl groups?
In my girl groups. That's fine. Tony, that's awesome. Thank you so much for calling. Thanks for the great ideas, okay?
Thank you.
Happy holidays. We'll talk to you soon. We have a lot of text messages coming in too, Diz.
We do, and it's a lot of it on the opposite side of Tony.
Okay.
It says, list her. She is out of her mind. The next one, I would list them. I wouldn't deal with any of that. List her, and I'm going to list my sister-in-law along with her, and they can have Christmas together. They both sound like drama queens, and they should be friends. And then, let's see, there's another one. The $50 gift thing is super tacky. You should say that money isn't everything, which is absolutely true. I mean, there's a lot of good advice coming in. Find out how other family members feel about this, and maybe it's time to talk to the sister-in-law. You know, don't list the whole family. Don't say bye to the whole family because of one person.
I mean, that does seem a little bit over the top. Let's talk to Devin in Woodbury. Devin, what did you want to say on the whole thing?
I was thinking, you know, like the previous caller had said, you know, it's the season of giving. Why don't they just offer to change the rotation since, you know, they don't have as much money this year? Someone else offer to do it, and then they can talk about it when it's her turn again.
Yeah, it just seems so brazen to be like, I would like all of this, I just can't afford it. Like,
yeah, and, you know,
of course.
It was really hard for her to say.
I bet.
So, you know, you want to be considerate. But if she thinks that everyone else is more well off, be like, you know what? We understand. Let's do a different rotation this year, and maybe you'll be in a better position when it's your turn again. The gift thing, I mean, maybe she should bring it up with her mother independently. And if they're having a hard time with money, $50 a person might be too much for them too. But maybe it's more of a, let's set something that's more reasonable and then say to mom separately, like, we know that you're kind of frugal, but maybe this is the one time that you can go a little above and beyond.
Yeah, that's a good idea. The $50 thing needs to just go right out the window.
Yeah,
$50 a person?
Doesn't it feel like if somebody is kind of having money problems, why don't you just say make something or no gifts this year? Our gift is being together.
Yeah, or there is a thing where, like, a lot of times people just want homemade gifts. So everyone makes something. And then, you know, it's a little bit more special. And it can just be that year. Like, remember that year that we all made something for each other? That way it's not always. But yeah.
Yeah, nobody wants that forever, Devin.
And her feelings aren't hurt. But it's like, you know, like if it was in my case, my husband and I would be like, well, you know what? We hear what you're saying. How about this year we do it?
Yeah.
And, you know, when it's our turn and we change, we can rediscuss then, or separately just be like, you know what, why don't I, you know, give you a little bit of money on the side, but maybe not make it like a whole family thing that everyone has to contribute.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Great points, Devin. Thank you so much. I mean, I'll be honest with you, I don't know if I want homemade gifts every year, but yeah, you could do it for you could do it for things. But then again, you get to a certain age and really, what do you need?
Well,
like,
exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. We talk about that all the time. Of course, you love getting gifts and you love giving gifts. And to me, Christmas is all about the kids.
It really
is. You know?
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I like a good gift, but I don't need anything.
Presents.
I do, but
you
I don't know. But I mean, like, you don't need anything.
Crystal, you're the only person I've ever known for your birthday and
I'm
for
not.
All these things that you made. You like made a registry.
Yeah, because I mean, I still like gifts. I'm just saying it's not all about it. I'm not the only one. If I was the only one, then why would they have gift registries, Des?
It's not for birthdays.
Yes, it is.
It's for weddings and babies. And
well,
stuff like
it's
that.
/ Crisco's Paradise. If you want to go to the gift site for me, it's going to be great.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.